A brand new $200 million startup attempts to spawn the second sexual revolution, allowing parents to wait to have children without the risks of infertility that come with age. Miguel Helft writes about Prelude Fertility in the November 8th issue of Forbes, and he's here to talk to us about it. Welcome, Miguel.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks for coming on. So first, tell us about the tech entrepreneur behind Prelude, Martin Varsavsky.
Martin Varsavsky was born in Argentina. He came to the U.S. as a teenager and then did most of his entrepreneurial career in Europe. He is one of the most recognized faces in Europe's tech scene. He started a bunch of telecom and internet companies, including Spain's one of the big portals in Spain called Ya.com, another company called Jazztel, another company called Viatel. And he is, he's very, very well known in Europe. About a year and a half ago, he returned to the United States to start this company, Prelude Fertility.
So tell us how Prelude will work.
Well, I think we all know about this trend of, women, increasingly younger women, choosing to freeze their eggs to preserve their fertility for whether it's because they haven't found a match, you know, the right mate, or because they have career ambitions that they're putting ahead of family. And what Prelude is doing is jumping on that trend, so to speak, and trying to encourage women to do it. And the way they put it is, if you freeze your eggs younger and then you do these other steps involved in the Prelude method, you have better odds of having a family, a healthy family, when you want it. On your own terms. And that's what they're marketing on a national basis.
So it's sort of like a one-stop shop. Like a lot of places, you can freeze your eggs one way, one place, and get IVF another place. But like they're going to do it all through Prelude Fertility.
Exactly. If you become a customer and you jump onto what they call the Prelude method, you will freeze your eggs, let's say in your late 20s or early 30s. Then when you're ready, you will create embryos. You'll have those embryos sequenced genetically to find genetic diseases or chromosomal abnormalities. And then they do single embryo transplants to through IVF to try to prevent the risk of twins and triplets and the like. And so it's a lifetime thing. You start being their customer when you decide to freeze your eggs and until you have a live birth or two or three, however many you're planning to have, you remain their customer.
So you wrote this piece on Forbes.com. It'll be a cover story in Forbes. This is kind of the first that many people are hearing about Prelude. And he started, like you said, he started all these different tech companies. How does starting this fertility company, how is that different from the other companies that he's started?
Well, obviously, it's a very different from a tech company, and there's not a lot of tech involved in it beyond sort of the what's already available in the medical community in terms of egg freezing, egg extraction, IVF, and all that. I think it has some commonalities with businesses in terms of scaling it. And marketing it. They've hired Allison Johnson, who was the top marketing executive at Apple, who helped to launch the iPhone and the iPod, to do the marketing for them. And so that's, you know, that's how they're going about it. The main difference with the tech company is the way a tech company is formed is that instead of going to venture capital, they went to private equity and decided to buy into the industry. So they raised $200 million and they spent a few tens of millions buying a leading fertility clinic in the Southeast in Atlanta, and the largest egg freezing bank in the country also in Atlanta. And I think they plan to roll out to other, either through partnerships or further acquisitions, to other fertility clinics around the country.
And Miguel, in your article, you mentioned that the ideal age for this process is 31 to 33 years old, which is a pretty limited, like very small group to focus on. How does that affect kind of the business potential of Prelude?
So that ideal age was based on a study, an academic study that looked at when you get the most bang for your buck, so to speak. That doesn't mean that if you do it younger, actually the younger you extract your eggs, The data shows the more likely those eggs are to convert into healthy embryos or viable embryos and eventually healthy babies. That's the ideal. The way the study came up with that ideal age was based on the notion that if you freeze your eggs much younger than that, you'll get great eggs, but you're less likely to need those eggs because you're likely to find your mate or whatever decisions you're making about motherhood are going to get resolved naturally without having to go retrieve those eggs. So they're selling this as an insurance policy, so to speak, for women to try to preserve their fertility rather than what happens today. Often women get to their late 30s, then they try to preserve their fertility or to have children, and they have a harder time. Not always, of course. So that ideal age is based on an academic study, but they're marketing to a fairly wide range of women, anywhere from say 28 to 35 or so. Mm-hmm.
So, we talk a lot about women in technology here. I think this is probably in the case for women in any kind of business. We're sort of also told that the ideal age to really be climbing the corporate ladder is 31 to 33. But, I mean, does this sort of, I mean, that's not necessarily true. I mean, we have long lifespans. Like, there's no reason to have kids, not to have children in the time, 31 to 33, and then go back and have another career, have more of a career when you're 40 later. Do services like this convince women, push women to, well, you have to do it now, sort of scare them into thinking you have to have your career now in your 30s because, you're washed up at 40?
So I don't want to speak for the company, and I'm the last person to sort of tell you when a woman should pursue career or family. But I think their philosophy is they're bringing choice to this. Women already have a tremendous amount of pressure. And the women I spoke to who have chosen to freeze their eggs, not through Fruit Prelude, which didn't exist, but who have done it recently, in general have talked about feeling liberated, feeling empowered by having the choice. And they talk about pressures, and the pressures are both, if you're a professional woman in your 30s, there's a tremendous amount of pressure to pursue your career, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure to find a mate and settle down and have children. And then both of those coincide. And I think what Prelude wants to do, it's a very personal and individual decision for any woman, but what they want to do is give women choice. And, it's interesting because a couple of years ago, Apple and Facebook were the first companies who started to offer this as a benefit. And some people said, oh, well, this is going to pressure women at those companies to stay on the career track and freeze their eggs instead. And you could see it one way or the other. The fact is, I think the pressure is there. It's hard to do everything at the same time. And this potentially provides an option for women who want to take up that option to layer things, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. After writing this profile and looking into this company, do you think that people will trust this startup? I mean, I'm thinking of all my photos are on Flickr, and what are going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. Will women decide they're going to put their eggs in this startup that, is brand new?
Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously, we'll see what kind of marketing they come up. You spoke about fear. They very much talk about education, not fear. They talk about working with OBGYNs the doctors have the conversations with women about how they're thinking about their paternity, how many kids they want to have and when. And trust is something a business usually earns over time, not that's predetermined. But, I mean, the fact is they have acquired an egg freezing bank that's the largest in the nation. It accounts, I think, for 40% of the donor eggs. So from a sort of operating procedure, I think they're pretty, they should be reliable.
Well, Miguel, thank you so much for joining us. Miguel Helft is the San Francisco Bureau Chief for Forbes. You can read this story in the magazine that comes out November 8th or read it online at Forbes.com right now. Thanks so much, Miguel.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Miguel. Take care.